And I'm going to just quickly skip some of my slides because I want to really focus on strange bedfellows part of the talk, so to speak. Hopefully, many of you know about the rates of influenza. My talk is primarily to focus on why are the rates still so low in African American, Hispanic, Latino populations, and American Indian populations, and what can we do about that? So rates are low in general, and the Assistant Secretary for Health has focused for the last 3 years on bringing all federal agencies together to work on improving influenza rates overall, and including among healthcare providers themselves. They themselves don't vaccinate enough, as well as among pregnant women, and we've made some progress in both of those areas. We even see some small progress in Hispanic Latinos this year in preliminary data. The data is not the final data, but we're not seeing improvement in African American. So in light of the 2009-2010 H1N1 outbreak, it kind of prompted the Secretary to also look at influenza and establish that as an important public health issue that we needed to address. And this just lets you see some of the rates. You can get this online at CDC, so I'm going to skip right over this. Just shows you that the rates generally are low. This is just another way of looking at that. If you look at the red line below, that's the African-American black population. And then just above that, we see a slight increase in last year and again this year in Hispanic populations. And then you see where white population is. Just another look at this in terms of how the rates have changed or not changed over the last 3 years. And again, you can see actually we have a decrease in the preliminary data for 2011-12. And also would just want to point out that this is particularly important in minority populations because there are a prevalence of chronic disease in these populations, and when you put together these chronic conditions and the lack of being vaccinated for influenza, as well as a few other adult immunizations, then it really puts the population at risk for a higher hospitalization and also higher representation in the number of individuals that die each year as a result of those complications. So there are a number of patient factors, provider factors, as well as system factors that are involved, but what we're focusing on within our work group under the Assistant Secretary for Health in our work group on disparities, there's four or five work groups that we're working on this. We within the Office of Minority Health, our focus was on disparities, and we led that work group for the ASH. And so we were focusing primarily on access issues, issues of what are providers doing or could be doing to improve vaccination rates, and also using promotoras and community health worker initiatives. Last year, the Secretary also started a new promotora initiative. The President actually signed a letter acknowledging that initiative, and it was very instrumental this year in some of the work that was done. Also the issue that we don't have a VFC program. We know that the VFC program helped to improve childhood immunization rates, but we don't have such a program. And even if we did have such a program, we have this really, really hard barrier that we're working to address, and that is the misinformation that African-American and Hispanic Latinos have about influenza and whether it's safe. You know, do they need it? Do they not need it? Can they trust it? And also complacency issues about getting vaccinated that, you know, it's going to give me the flu, so, you know. So this is just something about the work group was formed, which I've already mentioned, and this is, was the goal of our work group, to really, you know, just work on improving seasonal vaccines administration. And this just shows you all the federal partners that worked with us within our work group. And this we felt was really kind of unusual and not the typical norm, to be able to bring that many partners together at the federal level and have them working. We had conference calls every 2 weeks, and all of these partners generally were on the call, and each one of them were carrying out their own activities to relate to improving vaccination rates in minorities. CDC was a key partner in that, and as well as CMS and HRSA and the others. So, you know, that's just, you know, phenomenal for, from our perspective, to have that many partners, and particularly involved in a, just in a specific area to raise coverage in racial and ethnic minority populations as opposed to the general population. Then in addition to that, we had a range of public partners. I mentioned Promotoras. We also worked with National Hispanic Medical Association and National Medical Association Cobb Institute, and they were going around doing, they targeted 8 cities, and they were doing a number of activities to help raise coverage. We had a great partnership with the Latin American consulates. They were involved. Faith organizations, large churches were conducting flu clinics at their churches, and also it began to engage this year influenza coalitions. And then through the CDC, CDC sent out a letter to all the pharmacies encouraging them to get involved in helping to work on this. And we had a great response from Walgreens. In 2010-11, we began our partnership with Walgreens. Walgreens donated 350,000 vouchers to us. They distributed them through state and local health departments as well as regional offices. And this is a new thing for the government. It took us like 3 months to get the agreement in place. So by the time we started in 2010, it was already Christmas. It was a week before Christmas. So unfortunately, we didn't have great success, and it kind of left a bad taste in leadership mouth. We probably distributed less than 5,000 vouchers. I mean, no, we distributed all the vouchers, but they kind of laid on people's desks. Health clinics set them up there for people to take, and if they wanted to, they could go get a vaccinate. Very passive process. It didn't work. We were able to convince leadership to let us do it again. And still we didn't get the agreement in place until November. But as you can see from this particular bullet here, we were able to get out 350,000 vouchers. I'm sorry. This is just a shot of the announcement that the secretary signed and Walgreens was able to put out. And here's where I wanted to go, is that through our effort in 2011-12, we were able to reach out Walgreens through our, we gave them a large list of partners, and this was very contentious. They were saying, we can't just call all these people. They're not going to pay attention to us. And so they were kind of scared and a little bit reluctant. But we kept encouraging them to reach out to those partners. They finally were able to reach 700 partners and distribute the vouchers. And they didn't just give vouchers. They set up flu clinics. They actually had their staff, who were immunizers, go out to churches, go out to schools, go out to health, you know, various health facilities and events, and set up these flu clinics. And through that process, we vaccinated 51,000 people this year who were uninsured or underinsured. Starting in December, that's pretty phenomenal. So these slides are not as, you know, we don't need to focus on them, but there are a lot of other activities we did, but what we felt was most valuable and important was getting Walgreens to go out into the communities, to work with community, local community partners, and set up those clinics. We have some things that we're going to tweak for this year. For instance, if a a parent was insured and showed up with their uninsured children or spouse, they couldn't be vaccinated at Walgreens Clinic. So we're going to try and fix that this year. There are a number of other things we're going to work on improving this year. So, and we're also reaching out to other pharmacies. We're saying to other pharmacies, hey, look what happened with Walgreens. Don't you want to also participate in this process? So the CDC is leading the effort in reaching out to the other pharmacies. And this just shows you some of, you know, I've already mentioned the 51,000, over 700 partners, other federal partners registered 160,000 for EHR, which, you know, certainly helps us in terms of immunization, and White House calls with faith partners, as well as a number of church events that the Partnership Center conducted. And there are many ongoing challenges. Some of them I mentioned already. Our focus this year coming up will be on healthcare personnel, particularly African American and Hispanic Latino healthcare providers, because we want them to do more in terms of standing orders and reminder recall and actually offering the vaccines to their patients rather than, you know, expecting the patient to come in and ask for it. So I did it in less than 15 minutes.
Even those Supreme Court will have ruled in favor of the Affordable Care Act, we can't expect all of this kind of thing to happen in a traditional clinical setting. So thank you. Go upstairs walking with your fingers and toes for us.